This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tessa Vigeland. One of the stall walls we saw at Camp Pendleton was about budgeting. It had a list of 10 of the biggest money drains on your wallet. So the military is all for frugality and proud of it. But that doesn't seem to be the case with all penny pinchers. I mean, we call them penny pinchers, right? Well, Meg Favreau, senior editor of wisebread.com, is here to set us all straight. Nice to see you again.
Thanks, Tess.
I wanted to talk to you about something that you had sent to us where you said, let's stop apologizing for frugal living. Who's apologizing?
People who are living frugally.
Why are they doing that?
So I am the senior editor of Wisebread. It's a frugal living publication.
Exactly.
And one thing that I see a lot is writers writing from this place of, hey, having a board game night isn't maybe as fun as going out to a bar, but you'll learn to like it. And it's just like, that's the worst sales pitch ever.
It is, actually.
It's awful. Here's the problem with that. Too often, frugal living is pitched as a necessity, a thing that you do where you're wanting for stuff and you can't have the lifestyle that you want. But, hey, you're financially okay, so isn't that better? And, well, A, yes, it is.
Right.
Very good to be financially okay. But frugal living isn't about wanting things. It's about getting what you want. It's about prioritizing so that the things that are really important to you, you get to spend your money on those things. You get to spend your time on those things. And you're frugal elsewhere so that you can do that.
Where do you think this comes from? This notion that you kind of have to back into the idea of frugality.
I think that people are so used to a certain lifestyle and a lifestyle of excess. And I think often also because frugal living will come out of necessity. You know, your work situation changes, you're in a lot of debt. It's pitched as such a like necessity thing that people don't think of it as this much greater tool. One thing that I like to tell people to do is a little activity where you write two lists down.
Okay.
And the first list is a list of goals of the things that you want to do in life. And the second list is a list of things that you currently do that you think maybe you could cut back on. You don't necessarily know how. You don't even need to want to cut back on those things. But if you can, put them on the list. And then you pick one thing from the list of things you really want to do and one thing from the list of things you can cut back on. And you start working toward both of those. Those can be things that cost money, like travel or dining out more. Or it can be things like spending more time with your family or things like that.
This actually reminds me of a conversation that we had on the show several weeks ago with Charles Duhigg, who wrote a book about habits. And he said that one of the most effective things that you can do is make sure that you have a reward waiting for you when you're trying to change a habit. So if you are spending too much and you want to become a better saver, then the good thing is to have a reward out there for yourself, you know, at some point down the line. Sounds kind of similar to what you're saying.
Yes, yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. But it's even shifting perception even more. So it's not just like you're rewarding yourself for a good habit. It's that good habit gets you this thing that you really want in life.
Yeah,
I guess it's almost like the ultimate reward.
Right. So it's big.
Yeah.
It's really big.
It's big. It's starting your own business. It's traveling the world for a few months. It's those sort of big life goals that you can achieve through frugal living.
You know, I think one of the things that might stop someone from actually being able to start a more frugal lifestyle is it's just plain hard. Again, it's all about habits, right?
Right.
So you should probably expect that it's not going to be easy.
Yes. Any big life change is going to be overwhelming. And the important thing is to ease into it, to start small. For example, if you haven't exercised for
years,
and you go and you join CrossFit and attempt to start a extremely difficult CrossFit regimen, I'm not saying that you won't stick with it, but I'm saying that it's probably more likely that if you just start walking and move up from there, you'll stick with it. You don't want frugal living to be painful. It won't always be easy, But the thing is to figure out what in your life makes it worth it and then work for that thing and to not apologize for it.
Meg Favreau, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Tess.